Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You know, when you're driving around out there, especially when we have this kind of weather, it opens up those pothole things again. The craters come back like crazy. They can't fix them fast enough. If you have any issue whatsoever when it comes to that, or anything with your car, truck, or van, your vehicle, their precious vehicle, you need to take it to the pros, to the great peoples, Mike, Brian, and the rest of the crew at Expert Car Care, Rob Parker.
That's right. They offer free inspections, guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day, just the way they did when I went and got new brakes.
Just last week.
That's right. It was the same day.
Expert Car Care does everything. It can service whatever you got, top to bottom, front to back, something as simple as a wiper blade or something as major as an engine or transmission. And if you mention these two good-looking guys, I even dressed up for the show tonight. I got an actual shirt on with a collar. You mention these two, you'll be happy that you did. I guarantee it.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, best of all, you'll get a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's over $100. No holla. $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. This is simple. Expert Car Care. Take your car, your vehicle, 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mound and Van Dyke. It's XPERT Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Just about 8 o'clock on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Bob Krause from BobKrauseGolf.com and the lighter side of golf. You hear it here every night on Sports Night with Parker the Man and Detroit's 1130 WDFM. The Fan will be joining us in the 8.
I got a tweet, Mark.
Tweet!
From,
we got a tweet!
David at Bizarre, BIZZARR1000. That's his
handle.
That'd
be a better way to read handles on Twitter.
I know, I can't do it. But it says, at Rob Parker, I'm staying with Tigers, good or bad, no way, no how. Okay, David, I hear you. I'm
As
not
he
mad
should.
At you.
Is he a fan of the team?
Yeah, I'm not mad at you.
You are supposed to do that. That's your job. You don't want a whole summer of negativity. You want to be with the guys.
Right, but I'm just,
get it.
But I'm just saying, for the people who were down on me and Mark for making out selections, you got to change your
tune. That's thinking with your head, not your heart. Your team goes to your heart, you got to think with your head. And if you were thinking with your head, you had to say, come on, this is not going to be a romp through the hay this year. Just wasn't. John in the Sterling Hizzle. I'm just reading what AP wrote up there, EP. What's up, John?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
He's the biggest Detroit hater ever.
Who, me?
No, who, me, the owl who. You are the biggest Detroit hater. You should be just in New York. You should just be broadcasting
Been here for 20 years. You really believe that?
Of course you hate this town.
You hate on every Detroit team. Is there a Detroit team that you actually like?
Right now?
At
Rob, anybody?
Oh, what do you mean? The year, Mark, I picked the Red Wings to win the Stanley Cup?
You did that.
Oh, okay. You knew the Red Wings are going to win the Stanley Cup.
No, but if I hate them, I would be rooting against them, according to your logic, right?
Well, 90% of our teams, let's just say that. A good 10%. One of our teams you finally like.
No, that's...
But
look,
every other team you hate on all the time.
Oh, come on. Obviously not the Pistons. You can't go there. So now you're down to two. You're down to... If you want a hold of that. Tigers and Lions.
Mark, I wrote a column. Wait, whoa.
New York team, no hockey team in New York that can win anything. No basketball team in New York that can win anything. So you had to love the Pistons. You had to run the Red Wings. But
what was your column?
Probably
just talk.
A Giants fan.
You don't remember the column about when Tayshaun Prince blocked Reggie Miller's shot. I was writing a column for the Detroit News. I was in Indianapolis. I said, remember that block, because if the Pistons make it to the finals, you'll remember that. I looked at that team and knew that they had something special going. That was
Rob,
a great 7 or 8 years.
Buttons, honestly.
What's
I
that?
I just had to push your buttons with that, because you're too big of a New York fan.
I'm not. You got it wrong. What New York baseball team do I like? Let me hear this.
I'm sorry?
Which New York baseball team? I'm a big what fan in New York?
Mets fan.
You know you're a Mets fan.
No, but I'm not a Mets fan anymore. That was when I was a kid. But everybody thinks I'm like, he loves the Yankees. Oh, whatever the Yankees
Derek Jeter's his boy.
Exactly.
He loves that guy.
He loves the Yankees. All right. I'm not. I'm not a sports fan. I am a columnist, a writer. Seriously, I don't root for teams.
You don't root for teams at all?
Nope. Mark knows that. I don't.
You don't.
John, I'm telling you, both of us, we don't sit here and go rah, rah, yeah, yeah. I'm a Chicago. You hear me ever bring up the Chicago? I got a license plate thing that says Cubs on it. Do I sit here and expound how great the Cubs are? Of course not, because I can't.
Of course you can. You guys have been waiting 100 years or more.
But I don't sit there and do the Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears. I could sing you the damn Bears fight song right now, but I don't do that every day.
It's all right. I just want to push Rob's buttons about it.
I know you did.
It's all good.
Thanks there, John.
All right, John. Thanks. Appreciate it.
He's in the Sterling Hizzle. All right. Bob Krause is coming in. We got a sports wrap next. If you think about going anywhere in the 8 o'clock hour, there's something wrong with you.
There's something very, very wrong.
And if you're wondering why not we're not munching on the Za tonight, it's because Juniza continues tomorrow.
That's right.
So get ready for a little Who Will We Feature Tomorrow? That's another great thing to be a part of on a TV theme song. I'm saying it like you. God, there's something wrong with me. 6 years. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, let's get you caught up. We're going to get to Bob Krause. Bob Krause with the insider of golf. The inside golf, Bob Krause. Golf, the Krause, Bob, inside.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Auto Drive and Mark.
I think Rob's annoyed tonight with us. I think he's just bothered with us. Are you bothered with us tonight?
No.
Are we annoying you? I think Bob Krause is annoying him tonight. Tigers and the White Sox, they go in just a few minutes. Here we go. Finally get a game. We didn't get a game last night because Justin Verlander was too busy taking Kate Upton to the steakhouse. But tonight, he can't do that. He's got a pitch. Doesn't have time to go to Cut Steakhouse in Chicago and on Rush Street and down Michigan Avenue taking her shopping. You know, let me tell you, if you get a chance to go out with Kate Upton, do it. That's all my advice is. If you get a chance to go to dinner with the now 22-year-old Kate Upton, I would do it. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Oh, yeah, John Danks is going to start for the White Sox. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4 at Madison Square Garden. Unbelievably, we're at the time. This is the night the Kings can clinch the cup. Who would ever thought 4 years ago we'd be talking about a second Stanley Cup for the Los Angeles Kings in 3 years? But that's what can happen tonight against the Rangers. They're paying over $2,000 a ticket tonight at Madison Square Garden to see Game 4 of the Cup Finals. And the Rangers are just looking to stay alive for another day. NBA Finals Game 4 tomorrow in Miami with the Spurs up 2-1 after that amazing night last night led by Kawhi Leonard. What a job they did setting the record for shooting percentage in the first half of a Finals, 76%. Amazing job, 60% for the game. They'll try to do the same if they can in Game 4 and go up 3-1. Other baseball in the American League this afternoon, two games. Twins beat the Blue Jays 7-2. Royals over the Indians 4-1. Kansas City now 2.5 back of the Tigers. Orioles lead the Red Sox 3-0 now in the third. Interleague Series, Cardinals getting great pitching. Mike Waka, 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 Watcha, Watcha, Waka, Waka, leads the Rays 2-0 in the third. Marlins, Rangers just getting started, as are the D-backs and Astros. National League, no score third in Philadelphia between the Padres and the Phils. Delayed right now in Pittsburgh. Still, the rain is in there, and they might have to just cancel that one tonight at PNC. Cubs and the Pirates. Dodgers, Reds, no score third. And Brewers, Mets, no score in the second. Braves, Rockies at Coors get started in about a half an hour. Nationals and Giants in San Francisco go at 10:15. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Here we are in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a Shadow League Wednesday. We'll have a Shadow League guest, Rob. We're going to have someone on later tonight.
Yes. DJ Dunston, we'll have him on.
Oh, we had him on before.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
we'll
DJ.
DJ.
That's Sean Dunston's kid.
No. I remember Sean Dunston, shortstop from Brooklyn.
The former Chicago Cub great, Sean Dunston. Wasn't that great, but we'll take
it. He had a nice career.
He had a good career. I'm not ripping on Sean.
No. Schwan.
He was spelled like Schwan.
Right.
Schwan Dunston. That was how you spelled it. Welcome in Bob Krause, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, give it up, Gary, for Bob Krause.
What's going on, buddy?
What's the latest? Anything good?
Oh, yeah. You know me, working hard, making it happen.
Hardly working.
This man can eat the most McDonald's I've ever seen and stay thin. Look at this guy.
But Mark knows. Mark, did I not do well all winter?
And he only ate the salads for a long time. What do you have
every
today?
Every day. I had a chicken sandwich today.
You guys heard about that guy that used to sniff his food to lose weight?
Sniff?
I'm going to start doing that. His endorphins ready to go.
When Bob came in, he was talking about, what is your thing? What do you think? You're fat?
I don't think.
You know you're fat?
Look, you're the married guy in the room. What does your wife tell you? She think you're fat?
She loves me.
That's all that matters, right?
That doesn't matter what you are. What does it matter what you are? And you got a daddy cup or something?
Well, my kids gave that to me for Father's Day.
Nice. And I want a nice little family, Bob.
Oh, it's got water in it. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Can you see it, Matt?
It's got water in it. Daddy, Dad. No,
that's
Daddy
straight
O,
vodka.
Big Dad.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
You guys are very supportive tonight.
It's
I gotta
Dad's
tell
Day
you
this weekend.
Yeah.
Sunday. It's Father's Day Sunday.
I always tell a story. It's a sad story, but it's true. I was in Philadelphia. It's Father's Day. And I was working. We were leaving the ballpark. You know, like I was doing a game. And I said, oh, it was a Sunday. It's Father's Day. I said, make sure I got to call my dad. Got to call my dad.
It's just a horrible
Kent.
Story.
Call my dad. What? I call my dad.
Down,
and
man.
No, no, no. But the reason I say this is for a reason. I say it all the time. Make sure you do it and you don't forget. Because had I forgotten to make that call because I'm so busy, I'm working, it was a Sunday and everything's going on, and I went out of my way to make sure I did not forget to make that call, 2-3 days later, he was dead. So that was my point of it, is make sure no matter what you're doing, no matter what issues you have with your father, no matter if you're on good terms, bad terms, in between terms, make sure you make that call. Let them know that you love them, and thanks for life.
That was right after Father's Day that he was...
2 or 3 days later. That's what I'm saying. That's why that always sticks with me, is that I remember saying in my head, make sure you don't forget, because I could have forgotten.
Rob will be doing that all week, starting tomorrow.
No.
No, I mean, sure. I'm not making fun of it. You should promote the fact that people need to connect with their dads on Sunday. It's only Wednesday now. You got tomorrow and
Mark
Friday.
Mark got mad at me a few years back when me and my mom had a disagreement.
Oh.
And I didn't talk to her for a couple
of
days. Mark knew
we
talked
out.
Every day. So Mark finally said, enough. Pick up the phone and call your mother. Do not stop it. Stop it.
That was out with that. No,
and
I
you know
forgot
what?
About that.
And we got so many calls of people who said, well, I haven't talked to my mom in 8 years. She said something to my wife and we had a disagreement or whatever. And you don't know how many people called up. And after we have this conversation, because I called her that day and then we finally had a conversation and cleared everything up. And people started calling us and said, dude, you need to do it. You just don't know when your mom or dad's going to be here or not. And just let them know what you think about it.
The great Mary Parker.
Yes, the late great.
And I love saying, here we are in June 11th, 2014, I'm bringing up the great Mary Parkers. And I think it's great. See?
Yep. So
there you go, Bob.
There it is. It's not a down or up. Come on.
It is up. It is up. I had one of those disputes in my family, and it's all resolved. So
Did you get it resolved?
Yeah.
Was it mom or dad or just family?
The other family members.
Yeah.
But
you got to get it resolved.
It is, you do what you can.
Everybody's going to live their own life, but all you got to do is make sure.
When you're younger, you hold grudges.
No, you do.
A little bit, and you get older, you realize
it's silly.
Don't hold them.
It's silly.
So, Bob, tomorrow we got the start of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, and every time now for the last 15 years that I think about that golf course, and they've done this one other time since 1999, that was 05 with Michael Campbell when he won it, surprisingly. I can't get past the legend of Payne Stewart, who won the U.S. Open in June of 99. Then 4 months later, it was that bizarre plane spiraling out of control. He was dead as the rest of the people were in that plane before they ever crashed into the ground. From whatever reasons, that plane lost cabin pressure, and they were probably well dead before that plane. And that's, they literally had the military escort right into the dirt. And they have that great, beautiful statue outside Pinehurst of Payne Stewart doing the fist pump thing.
Right.
Today, his daughter, Chelsea, who's now a grown woman, she was a little girl back then, did the pose next to her dad's statue. Talk about a beautiful thing for Father's Day. Both Tracy and Payne's ex-wife or widow and Chelsea were there. Do you have any recollection of that U.S. Open in 15 years ago at Pinehurst when...
Well, I was pulling for Mickelson that day. I was not a big fan of Payne Stewart. Coming off the tour and things of that nature, I was still kind of trying to get up into the PGA Tour. And, I heard rumors that he wasn't the sweet, happy, nice-go-lucky guy.
Payne.
And, but, he found Jesus and it turned him around and he turned into a nice guy. So I think later on, I became a fan. I was pulling for Mickelson just because he was... just a little bit older than I was. I wanted him to kind of break through. And
I know you would
but
have
he had plenty
of affinity
time.
For Phil, anyhow, don't you? As a player, I don't mean, I mean as a guy and as a player.
Well, I like that he takes chances and he goes for it and he doesn't, he's not scared of anyone.
Payne Stewart, don't forget 96 here at Oakland Hills in the U.S. Open, had the lead going the weekend.
Right.
He led the first round. He was tied with Woody Austin, led by himself over Austin, Ernie Els, and Greg Norman. Mm-hmm. My brain remembers this. We covered it like crazy. And the only thing I remember about it was that I did the interview on the first day with Payne leading the tournament. my camera guy turns and says, I didn't get it. I didn't white balance the cameras. We didn't get it. I'll be damned if Payne didn't come back and redo the interview.
Okay.
So that's
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, he might have got older too, right, Rob? He got older.
Well, he understood.
Became nice.
He understood that.
Kind of there, our whole thing.
But that was 3 years. But this is the 15th anniversary. That's why I brought up. It's 15th anniversary of him winning that tournament. Night.
He was definitely a character.
It was his last win.
Yeah. And he was definitely a great character. He's good for golf. And we need that now. So we need to find a character out there or someone that's going to, you know, really get this thing going.
Well, this is funny you say that.
Tiger's injured.
Well, 15 years of heavy Tiger Woods. And now we've seen him go off the rail. He hasn't won a major since 2009. It's been 5 years now. He's not available. We all thought he'd be back by this tournament. Not even close. The interest is always going to be anything labeled the U.S. Open Golf Championship. It's just that where do you think Golf America is when Tiger's not available? Is it just Phil Mickelson? Have they picked up on Adam Scott? Do they care about Jordan Spieth yet?
Yeah, I think they're picking up on Adam Scott and the Jordan Spieth. I think Mickelson's kind of a backstory now, aside from that inside trading scandal he's got going on.
FBI and everybody on his case.
So that could be a good story for golf. I mean, in a bringing it to light.
That's a bad story.
I mean, it's negative. That's what Martha Stewart said when it first happened.
Right, it's negative, obviously.
She thought she was going to sell more cupcakes because she was in the high
school. Hey, this might work for I'm going to jail? Oh, okay.
But it keeps golf out there, right? It keeps the name of golf out there. And, no good, no bad press, right? So, I mean, I don't know. It's not good for Phil. I know that.
How tough is – have you played Pinehurst, too?
I have not.
Are those courses, is there some similarity, those North Carolina kind of with the grasses there and whatnot?
They got a lot of pine straw down there. The grass is a little bit thicker, and it's almost like rubbery. It's like the club kind of, gets caught up by – I played a lot of golf in North Carolina. Just haven't had the pleasure to play Pinehurst too. But, the club kind of gets stuck in it, It's kind of like got little wax all over the blades of grass. And, these guys are going to have to, drive their ball well. There's no doubt.
Stick around. We'll do more with Bob Krause. BobKrauseGolf.com. And we're going to tell you what he's doing tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Got a big debut tomorrow, right?
I can't wait, Mike. I'm doing my hair tonight. I'm washing it. And then tomorrow.
I'm doing my hair.
You getting your hair did?
Yeah, I'm getting my hair did like Mark and Rob. Little combo.
Really?
Well, I got
little
my
combo, color in the hair? Rob, Mark.
I got my hair cut today. It's 40 cuts.
Did you get a high top fade?
No, not a high top fade. He just smoothed it out a little bit.
That's all I know, but really that's sweet. What I say to Rob right? All the time.
It's not bad. It's
actually
nice.
Looks good.
It does look good.
I'll give you props for it. I can usually never tell.
Mo cut my hair today. I just figured tomorrow, we taped the TV show.
Well,
so.
Bob, it'll be maybe a little bit bigger than that. He'll come in and go, it's all over the place. What do you think?
I go, Mark always says that. I can't tell.
He's got it all, though. I mean, he doesn't have the Flobe or the spray top from Mark Popeil, Ron Popeil.
It's still
hanging.
Popeil.
It's still good.
What is
Rod
spraying
Popeil. Black, right? Yo, look at Bob. Little... Rod
Popeil. I know.
Do they still have that guy?
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Is he dead?
I think he's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah, I think so. Mark, one thing. I just saw there was a ball hit to the outfield. Did you see this throw that Cespedes made?
Yes, it did. And I thought it was way too much coverage on it.
Way too much? That's the most unbelievable.
What I said? No. Can I just tell you real quick? I said, go get a life. And go see actual ball players who play in the major leagues, how they can actually throw a baseball.
Go see. Did you?
I saw Roberto Clemente do that every day.
Look at
Ellis Valentine.
Cespedes' throw. No, I have
not. It's a great
throw.
I'm not saying it's not a great throw. I'm being a little facetious.
Look it up. It's the most unbelievable throw I've seen.
It was on a beautiful throw. It's not like I haven't seen. Willie Mays used to do that every day, too.
Yeah, but Mark, I've never seen a guy throw a ball.
I know,
like
they're
that.
Older guys. I'm bringing up Ellis Valentine.
Look it up, guys, from the 40 years ago.
But Ellis Valentine is known to have one of the greatest arms.
No, he had a great arm.
Roberto Clemente.
Can you tell me?
We'll get to Sterling. I want to read the manifesto later. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, the Cespedes throw is very good. But there was a lot of coverage. I said, on a throw? Armchair guys, go out there and throw a baseball a little bit, will you, please? Other guys can do that, too. He's not the only dude. 248-848-1130 is the number. Bob Krause, we're doing some U.S. Open business on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
No, that's not it, but they all went and watched the Cespedes throw again, and, it's just, all I said was rookies, amateurs, get a life, grow up. Rob's laughing.
I think you probably throw it farther than get a golf ball.
Bob Krause tomorrow. Rob, you're on Local 4 occasionally.
Oh, yeah. That station? Yeah.
Sunday nights and various other times. Do you know the guy sitting next to you will also be your, he'll be your teammate, your
he's
cohort?
Already, we're already worked together. He writes a column for Click on Detroit, so he's on the team.
I know, but this is really, but this is really giving him verification.
That was pretty strong right there. You know, live radio, Rob Parker, bringing me into the circle.
I'll
write it and we'll do it live.
You are. You're already on clickondetroit.com.
Bob's never heard that. Hit it again. Hit it again, Gary.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
That's Bill
O'Reilly. Say it again, Rob, real soft.
What?
Put some music and say it real good, real soft.
What, you already on the team? You are. And tomorrow you'll be doing it live.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
That is true. He will be on.
What was that, a current affair? What show was that
on? He was doing a current affair, and he was trying to tape a promo that he had to run in like 3 minutes, and he couldn't get it done in time, and he blamed everybody in the room, and then he screamed at everybody, and he did it live, and it actually was outstanding. It was a good tease, but anybody can do a tease live.
It's better to do it live anyway.
We do live every night. What difference does it make? And we're perfect. We never miss a beat.
Ever.
We never say one bad word. No. We never say anything wrong. We're always correct grammatically.
You're doing it right. You're doing a radio show.
Bob Kraus, though, the guy right over here who does Insider of Golf, or whatever we call it, the lighter side of golf, he'll be live in the D.
Tomorrow morning.
11 o'clock a.m. on Local 4 with Brandon Rue and Karen Drew.
Brandon Rue and Karen Drew.
Rue and Drew.
And Guy Gordon will
and
be...
And we call him Guy Gordon.
Guy Gordon.
Yeah, no, Guy Gordon.
A lot too many nicer guys than Guy Gordon, I'll tell you that.
And tell people really what you're doing with it, though. Why are you on live?
So we're going to go out to Lion Oaks tomorrow, and we are going to start working on Brandon Rue's golf swing, and we're trying to make him better.
Oh, good, good.
And we're going to try to get Rob Parker out there one day. And
I got
to
get ready for the Big Bernie, you know, golf outing on the 23rd.
I was going to play in that, but I'm playing in a Key of Hope. I'm defending champion, by the way.
I need what you call.
You're defending champion of what?
Bernie's event.
I need clubs.
You are?
I need to borrow clubs. Can you give me clubs?
Are you the guy that every year when Bernie has to take the picture of Carmen taking that silly, Carmen
first
Harlan,
swing?
That swing, and she can. They always have to show it. Poor Carmen.
She was freezing last year. It was really cold.
Was it cold?
In the morning. Were you in there last year?
No, I didn't make it last year.
I kind of remember
that's why
that.
I won, because Rob wasn't there.
But I kind of remember she was all bundled up when she did
she
it.
She was.
I need clubs. Give me a nice golf, a new golf shirt, XL. Give me one of your stashes that you have. I know you got connections.
This guy's he's making me feel good. He says I'm an XL. I'm in the circle.
You're in the
circle. I mean, this guy
that's not an XL.
I feel sorry for you ladies out there, because he's on tonight.
Mark already knows. If you ever saw my ex-wife, you know, I got a little gift to gab. They'd be able to land that one.
She was unbelievable.
She was unbelievable.
Unbelievable, Bob.
Unbelievable.
You know, we all, that's our whole goal.
What was that again, Marty?
Unbelievable. Yes.
That's why we're in this business, that we can outkick our coverage.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. And anyway, I always said, if I'm going to cash in my chips, it's going to be.
I knew a guy.
On a payday. You
know what
I mean?
Will not mention his name, because he could be listening to Mueller, that said the only reason he got into this business was to meet babes.
Really?
Couldn't have cared less about doing the news. He went to CNN. I'm not going to say his name, Tim Mueller. And but he told me, he said,
that was the reason.
Only reason. And it worked great. He got married, and I don't think he's in the business anymore, actually.
I don't think
he's
I would have.
Back in Detroit, though.
I came in town for the Buick Open. If I didn't have a tan, I don't think I would have scored with my wife. I think it
was. Is that where you met her? The Buick?
Wow.
Yeah,
did you meet her at the Buick Open?
I think she thinks that once in a while. That's the reason why she said yes.
Did you actually meet her at Warwick Hills?
No. I met her at Tom's Oyster Bar in Royal Oak. My brother hooked us up. And
is that right?
I think I purposely missed the cut, and so I can spend 15 days in a row with her.
Wow. Hey, a couple final things, and I want to ask you, get your pick. You know, for the people going to Vegas, they can make a bet on your pick. LPGA is back in Michigan.
Yes.
So we finally have a golf tournament back. I know Rob will be, he'll be running to
Grand
Rapids.
Seniors was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that was just in Benton Harbor. They're back playing an actual golf tournament, not a special tournament. There's a new tournament in the Grand Rapids area. And do you hear anything at all about the PGA Tour ever coming back to the state on a regular basis?
I have heard. I've heard Cadillac has been in negotiations with PGA, and they're just looking for a venue. It's either
it wouldn't be Warwick, though, huh?
I think they're going to keep it. No. I think they're going to do – I've heard rumbles about the Scharf at Oakland Hills or Oakland University. I've heard Detroit Golf Club, you know, that kind of thing.
Hey, for the PGA Tour, it's unbelievable with the three car companies here that you don't have an event.
Well, they had to stop it, though.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that they got record profits now, right?
Yeah, right.
Everybody's talking about how much money they're making, and yet they don't have an event. If I'm the PGA, when the paper comes out and says GM and Ford have these records, I'd go right down and say, okay, let's get back in business. Let's make something happen.
Well, it makes sense. I think, you know, a lot
with
of
all
stuff,
the golf courses and people play golf in this area.
Tiger's
right?
affiliation with all those years of Buick. And
I heard more chatter about it because I'm connected with some of the car dealers in the Metro Detroit. Cadillac and Ovi is one of them. And
Cadillac's the obvious choice too.
Yeah, and so we. I heard some chatter, you know, some chatter back in the winter. But now that whole ignition thing, they kind of put.
Well, that's true. GM might not be the one right now. You're right.
But I think it's coming. I think it's within the next.
Well,
2-3
Ford had
years.
The Senior Players Championship. Why can't they get into the PGA game? Ford had Doral. What are you talking about? Ford used to sponsor a bunch of tournaments.
Well, the senior guys would chew up TBC Dearborn.
Well, they're not coming back for that.
And also,
I
give GM
there.
Credit because they've also called back. Some golf carts or whatever, you know,
for the ignition of the golf carts. Right. Mary Barra said, "Let's get those golf carts back, people. I'm going to fire more people."
Well, there's a lot of alligators.
And you know what? It's a sad story because people actually lost.
It's a terrible
lives.
Story. What are you talking about?
No, it is.
And the recall, and especially if people knew that it wasn't working right, you can't do that. Once you know something's not right, you got to do everything.
Let it happen 11
just
more
stop
times.
Right, right. Rob, you just stop it terrible.
You got to stop. I know.
Mary Barra will do all she can, but she can't do enough.
I think she's doing a great job.
No, she's trying to do what she can.
She can only do so much, right?
She can't go back. Can't go back in time, unfortunately. All right, give us a pick. Who do you like?
I like Jordan Spieth and Martin Keimer.
Well, pick one.
They're both going to win.
Martin Spieth.
It'll be a Spieth-Keimer playoff.
I think I would love to see Jordan
Davis
Spieth.
Love?
No. He's not even playing.
He had a show, though, didn't he?
No, Jordan Spieth.
It takes a Spieth? Don't you remember that show?
Rob, really? Nobody knows It Takes a Thief. I do. But like people,
Bob, you don't know that show?
No, man, I'm only 30 years old.
How old are you?
32.
Are you?
No, he's lying to you. He doesn't want to tell you his real age.
How old are you?
43, man. Are look
you?
At me.
You're still young.
I look good, too, don't I?
For 32?
I'm even surprised you remember It Takes a Thief, Rob.
What'd you say? You're 30 what?
43, man. 43. Look at me, baby face.
43. That's unbelievable.
Sing to me, will you?
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. The buds in the trees seem to whisper.
I got it. You know what?
Metro Detroit bars, look out.
Let me tell you something. This is why I go home and listen to nothing but 21st century heavy metal.
I know, because I'm
sings these old tunes.
I'm trapped in another time.
Ladies, he's on. He's on,
watch
ladies.
Watch this. Rob, what's the last first run sitcom you watched?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
That went off 20 years ago or something?
Not quite 20, but
still. How many years has it been off?
I Can't Stand You?
Like 10. I mean, like 15. 15.
Has probably. It been that long?
99-2000, probably.
I was,
I wish I had my wallet in here. My wife says I've got the big wallet, like
you
George. What? Like George,
you got a big
had.
Wallet?
Oh, you got that big wallet?
Wife says you got a big wallet. I bet she does. Hey,
that's
Bob,
no, no, mine, no, mine's like a suitcase.
But that's all you need, right?
It gives me hip trouble. I can't even sit on in the car.
Right, you're just sitting like.
So you're taking either Jordan Spieth or Martin
I
Keimer.
Think Jordan. I'd love to see Jordan Spieth. I think Martin Keimer's coming back to his own.
Let's all pick one. Rob, who do you got in the U.S. Open?
Spieth. I'm going to go with
that. Hey, you're going to take the Spieth.
I like that pick.
I got to take someone else?
Why? No, it's all right. Well, I'm with you.
I'll take Adam Scott.
I'm going to go with Adam Scott.
I'm shut out. Two. I'm 0-2. Who do I got?
I think Adam Scott will win at Pinehurst.
I think you're right. But I'll take Matsuyama.
He's playing, but Adam's just playing. He's off his rocker.
Well, what a story that would be, Matsuyama winning.
I can't take it. He's 22. I'm not ready for him yet.
Spieth is only 20.
But Spieth, I'm ready for.
Okay,
I'm not ready for Matsuyama.
One last thing, because we got to get to the DJ coming up. One last thing. Just Sergio Garcia. What?
Why did it not work out?
Yeah, I mean, do you remember they had those, him and Tiger on ABC, they had those one-on-one challenges. He never won anything.
He's won on the tour, but he just hasn't won a major. He's won a major.
No, he's just soft in the head. He can't get through the next level. I mean, he's strong enough to be there.
Right.
But he hasn't gotten to the point where he believes he can actually win.
I think women messed him up. I really do.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. I mean, he's a good-looking Spaniard.
Yeah, I think women messed him up.
I mean, it's
like they're messing up Rory McIlroy now a little bit. Like Caroline Wozniacki's messing him up.
Right.
And he's going to go through a bunch of these.
He's a goofy. I love his talent, but he's a goofy-looking dude.
Well,
If he wasn't on tour.
White Sox lead. Well, I'm going to get to a sports wrap. We'll have it for you. All right, Bob, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
See you guys.
Watch Bob tomorrow on Live in the D at 11 o'clock in the morning with Brandon Rue. And Karen will be there, I'm sure, and Guy. But you're doing it especially with Brandon. And then, of course, you hear him on the lighter side of golf every day here. And we love to have him on Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. Yes, Rob.
All right, we got a sports wrap coming up.
Let's do that next. Okay? There you go. Hit the thing.
Public What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. How can a guy be doing... I know we're just talking... We have a situation where a guy is like texting me about a thing,
but
he doesn't realize that something's already happened. He doesn't realize that a guy's been hired for the position he thinks this other guy's going for.
All right,
I don't want to say anything.
Let's get you caught up.
Oh, fine. Do it. Hit me.
Time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Is that Suarez? Is he on base?
Yes, he is.
Is that Eugenio Suarez? Eugenio is on base. Rajai Davis is betting. We're top three in Chicago. White Sox lead 1-0. Guess who had a homer off Verlander? Jose Abreu, number 19. This guy missed like 2 weeks at time, too. He's still got 19 dings. Did I hear Stud in the background? What's up, Stud? That's Olivia Newton-John from Greece. What's up, Stud? 1-0 White Sox over the Tigers right now. Tigers, though, are batting against John Danks, as the lefty on the mound for the White Sox tonight against Verlander. Who, thank you, Justin, for pulling away long enough from Kate Upton to pitch the ball game tonight. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 4 at MSG. First period, the New York Rangers have a lead on the Kings, 1-0. So now it's up to Henrik Lundqvist to protect that lead and force a Game 5. There's a lot of hockey yet to go. It's still in the first, and I'm assuming that Lundqvist will give up something, but he could shut him out. Rob says, sometimes it's okay to pitch a shutout now and then. So it's up to Lundqvist to finish it off. NBA Finals Game 4 tomorrow in Miami. Spurs up 2-1 after the last night romp over the Heat, and LeBron left them dizzy. And now Game 4 coming up, and of course, nothing Miami wants more than to tie that series. You get 3-1 going back to San Antonio or whatever you're doing there. It ain't going to be a good deal. Other baseball, American League this afternoon. The Twins beat the Blue Jays 7-2. Phil Hughes strikes out 9 in 7 innings and goes to 7-2. Royals beat the Indians 4-1. As it stands right now, Casey is just 2.5 back of the Tigers. Orioles now lead the Red Sox 4-0 in the fifth. Interleague Series, Cardinals over the Rays 3-2 at the Trop in the fourth. No score Marlins and Texas in the second. Astros at home lead the D-backs 1-0 second. National League, still nothing. Padres-Phillies in the fifth. Still delayed. It might be postponed now, the Cubs and the Pirates at PNC, because it's supposed to rain for a bit there. Reds over the Dodgers, 3-0 in the fifth. Brewers lead the Mets 2-1 in the fifth. World Cup soccer gets cooking with Group A tomorrow. If you're scoring, and I know you are, the host country is first up, Brazil versus Croatia. Rob will be in front of that TV like it's nobody's business. 4 o'clock is the time of Brazil and Croatia to get the World Cup going. Team USA waits till Monday for their 10 p.m. startup against Ghana. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. It's a Shadow League Wednesday. DJ Dunson is coming on at some point here. What time we got, DJ? Is that right? 8:50? So coming up in a sec. Get him on now. We'll put him on. I wanted to get to this. Can I read this real fast, Rob? Would you mind?
Oh, go
ahead. I want to read this. Last night we left the air before really taking a look at the Donald Sterling Manifesto. I almost hate to read it, but it's important. It's just important that we put it on record as this is, this is from last night. Today, the wife, Shelley, goes to court. She went to probate court, and she got what she wanted. She's going to get a trial. She was seeking an injunction and the reaffirmation that her authority to sell the Clippers immediately was hers. The trial has been set in probate court in Los Angeles for July 7th, and it'll last 4 days. So now we're getting into courtroom situations with the Donald Sterling situation, in which, of course, he's backtracked on everything, saying he will still sue the league for $1 billion. He wants his lifetime ban taken away. He wants his $2.5 million fine taken away. And he wants to sue the league because they're just a bunch of jerks. And the way he's talking about them, obviously, the dementia thing has come into play. So this was his statement from last night, his manifesto, if you will. Why I am fighting the NBA? The NBA wants to take away our privacy rights and freedom of speech. This is, quote, Donald Tokowitz Sterling. I was brought up in America and educated to believe that every citizen has a right to privacy and the right to freedom of speech. As a lawyer and a citizen, I am shocked but not surprised that the NBA wants to take away my fundamental rights. I feel that every American has to protect those rights, that the NBA should not be allowed to take those rights away. I have apologized for my mistakes. My apology is sincere. I want every American to know that I will not give up fighting for those rights. I also feel the leadership of the NBA is incompetent, inexperienced, and angry. It is clear that they took this opportunity to settle the personal grievances they have harbored against me for years. The NBA has a history of discriminatory practices, which is supported by the numerous lawsuits filed by NBA employees claiming gender-based discrimination. Adam Silver has worked for the NBA since 1992. He must know about the discriminatory practices of the NBA, which are all matters of public record. The reason Adam Silver is focused on the sale instead of the larger social issue is because doing so would require him to examine the NBA's own discriminatory practices, including those that occurred under his many years in leadership. If the NBA is sincere about their approach, Adam Silver needs to publicly examine the NBA's own conduct and the conduct of each and every owner. For now, it seems Adam Silver is content with focusing his energy on violating my rights, attempting to take my property, and signing autographs for TMZ. Maybe once the dust settles, he'll have some time to focus on the NBA's own transgressions. The NBA continues to thrive and exact its reign of terror in large part from the money it receives from the fans. The NBA is a band of hypocrites and bullies. They will not stop until someone stands up. They have taken the liberty to desecrate my privacy rights and my right to own property. I have no doubt they will continue to find new ways to violate my rights and the rights of any person in order to draw attention away from the discriminatory and repulsive conduct that they conduce. We have to fight for the rights of all Americans. We have to fight these despicable monsters. This is the reason I will not sell my team. P.S. I love Carl's Jr.'s new bacon burger. No, he didn't write that part.
Oh, sorry.
This is the reason, Rob Parker, I will not sell my team. Donald T. Tokowitz. T. Sterling. Sergeant at Arms. It sounds like an Animal House thing. Sergeant at Arms. Rob, did you have any comment at all on that manifesto from last night into today from Donald T. Sterling?
No. I mean, it's just a desperate move. The guy obviously has some issues, Mark. It's just time to turn the page. The lawyers love him, Mark, because they're going to make money off of him. And that's what I think they're trying to do is make money off of him. Are you kidding me? It's a waste of time and energy. Because you're only going to diminish the value of the team by continuing this charade. It's over.
Charade.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the telephone number.
DJ Dunson's joining us tonight from the Shadow League. It's a Shadow League Wednesday. What's up, DJ?
What's good? What's going on?
What you know? What you happening? What you got cooking?
You know, just getting hyped for the World Cup tomorrow. I mean, this we've got the month-long tournament.
So wait a
minute.
So you're the guy who's hyped. Okay, so that's what we want to know, DJ. Tell us about the World Cup starts tomorrow. The U.S. doesn't play until what, Monday?
Yeah, we don't play for a few more days.
Ghana.
Right. But tell me about the World Cup. Matter of fact, what a mess in Brazil. The people are taking advantage of letting them know that they don't want all those millions of dollars spent for this event when they're struggling and
the
going
strikes
through.
Going on. Yeah. That forced the United States to stop their scrimmage. They're friendly today.
This is nothing new for FIFA, though. I mean, their second in command was charged with bribery charges like 2 years ago. This is par for the course for them. You know, people living in poverty in Brazil. Brazil is already, you know, a target of corruption in the government. And when you bring in FIFA in there, it's a mess all around with everyone.
If everybody knew that, DJ, then why did they bother with Brazil in the first place?
But Brazil has the, Mark? The Olympics coming up in a couple of years. Right. They're not even ready for this.
2 more years. I mean, people are dying, building stadiums.
Three people die.
No one can explain why Brazil is not
even finished. It's not even finished. You know what? Some of the things aren't even finished. What is it, eight?
Eight so far, right? Building the stadium.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't even in... You know, in Rio de Janeiro or nearby, they're in the middle of nowhere. Some of these just dilapidated stadiums aren't going to be used for anything else once the World Cup is over. Meanwhile, you know, you got people who are living in poverty just outside of the zone. They're going to have great security around the World Cup, you know, just to keep the protesters down. They actually fired a protester a few months ago in London. The whole thing is a debacle waiting to happen. it's a disaster.
Hey, let me say this. I went to Brazil on vacation once, and the crime is really bad. They tell you as a tourist, don't wear a watch. They know you're not, you got to do all these things that you can't do when you go there. And the worst part about it all, you want to talk about bad, Mark? When the family can't feed the kids anymore, you know what they do? They turn them into the streets. Get out. We can't feed you. Get out. Go. They throw the kids out. There are all these kids living under tunnels and all. It's the most unbelievable scene. It's horrible.
And they're not getting any help. And they see these grand stadiums being built right outside, And they're just, who can blame them for turning to pretty much crime and violence?
No, that's why, DJ, I kind of turned off from the whole, I asked those questions when it was first announced that Brazil was doing both things, and I didn't get good answers. And I said, all I know is that, for the some of the whoosh-whoosh places they take pictures of for Travel and Leisure magazine, it looks like everything's great, but the real story is that 90% of that area is just awful with just nice weather.
Yeah, and FIFA doesn't care. Same thing, they've got the World Cup in 2022 going to Qatar, which is going to be even more of a debacle because it's 125 degrees in summer there.
I didn't get the Qatar thing either. That made no sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to make it's going to make the AT&T Center for game one look like a,
you what it is going to do. It's going to show you that when we had the World Cup here in the 90s and we had the Silverdome as a venue, how beautiful that ended up being. And it's just, was no sweat. That was great.
Well, we weren't willing to bribe anymore, apparently. We lost out on both the Olympics and the World Cup. We bid for it, but they went for the money, and that's just what they do. That's what they're known for at this point.
All right, DJ, tell us about.
Can I just respond to this real quick?
Okay, I just want
to
know.
It's no wonder what the American coach, the guy who's coaching the Americans, say that the Americans can't win anything. I mean, if I'm an American soccer fan, football fan. And I got to hear Jurgen Klinsmann tell me we got no shot. Even if I know we got no shot, let's act a little. Let's pretend we have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where he's coming from. We're way behind, though, in terms of just the international competition. They've got guys who are playing on the elite levels who are superstars. And we've got, maybe Jozy Altidore and, Tim Bradley. And we used to have Landon Donovan, but not even anymore.
Well, Donovan's on ESPN now. He's going to be a commentator for the thing.
2018, I think, is actually what he's really kind of revving up for. This is kind of his...
I know, DJ, but if I had to listen to Jim Caldwell come out and say, the Lions, we got no shot to win anything.
Right.
I mean, I'd be out. Yeah, you wouldn't have my attention.
You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. I'm sorry.
You don't say it out loud.
I ask your thing.
Right. No, another thing I was going to say is, we know it's funny we're talking about... in a barbershop with some guys, and it doesn't seem... I know people in this country are going to watch this. Some people are soccer fans. But I just don't see where we're ever going to catch fire, where we're ever going to get into this, and what kind of ratings it really will get in the United States. Are people gung-ho about this?
Once it becomes a sport where we're actually competing for the actual title, World Cup title, championship, I think that's when Americans take more of an interest. Right now, it's kind of a novelty because we never actually getting out of group stage is pretty much the best we can hope for. And I think Americans like winners. We know that. And then right now, we're not even close to being, winners on the international. We used to be number one in everything, and we're not going to be number one in the World Cup for soccer, football, whatever you want to call it, for decades.
That stinks. Wah, wah.
I'm just being real, man. Brazil is. Like you look at Brazil, for example, that's their basketball. Like how we treat basketball stars, that's how they treat their football stars. I mean, the Pelés, Neymars.
Why can't we get Kobe Jones and Alexi Lalas to play again?
Yeah, they weren't even on that level.
No, you're right.
Now, DJ, you're a young guy. I just need to know, did you play soccer growing up?
I played, before you even throw me out there, I played everything except hockey.
Okay, no, that's not what I... Did you play soccer? Don't throw everything.
I played in high school.
So you
played 2 years of high school.
So you played soccer in high school. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I was actually... Well, for our junior and senior years was the first year that our high school, Benjamin Mays in downtown Atlanta, actually had a soccer team. So we had a lot of Jamaicans and we had a lot of Hispanics. So
I was going to... Now I was going to ask you, are you of Caribbean descent?
No, but my stepfather was Guyanese, so...
Okay. I was just going to say, because... Not too many black guys.
Are you rooting
soccer
for Ghana?
I'm just curious.
No, Guyanese.
Oh, that's not Ghana?
No, no.
I don't know what that is.
That's Guyana.
Have you ever heard of that? I don't know what that is.
Guyanese, I've heard of that, but I don't
where
know.
Is that? Where is that, DJ?
Isn't that
at Africa? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
No. It's on the coast of South America. It's kind of an island. It's not an island, but it's considered a Caribbean
island. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Oh, okay. So it's on the Caribbean side.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, beautiful. Great.
Yeah, Venezuela.
Have you been there?
Yeah, so. I actually haven't, but, you know, he always watched soccer, so it was just something I kind of picked up on.
That's where the World Cup should be, is in Guyanese.
Guyanese.
How big is that place? Could it have it? No, I know it couldn't.
Probably not.
So, DJ, who's he picking to win?
If it came, everybody would probably fall off the island because there would be not enough room for everybody.
Are you picking Brazil to win it?
I actually am. I think the host country has it. Well, it's between, in my head, I'm kind of shuffling between Brazil and Spain, who have won pretty much every international competition for the last 4 years. It's kind of their last hurrah with the current group of stars they have. But I like Spain and Brazil. Brazil's number one on my list, though. My favorite.
And who wins Monday night, USA or Ghana?
Oh, stop.
I'm going to go with USA because I'm on the air, so I want to. I've already said enough about
soccer. No, I think Ghana might beat them.
You think so?
Yeah.
They've been 3 years in a row. They've knocked us out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't a joke.
I thought it was. I was like, Ghana.
He's looking at me like, ah, ha, ha. No, Ghana's good.
They've knocked us out a few times. No, Ghana's no doubt. So
Klinsmann stayed around Monday night to go watch Ghana on Monday.
Their name. The Black Stars, that's one of my favorite, you know.
What's their name? The Black what?
The Black Stars.
The Black Stars. Okay, yeah. I got you. All right, well, DJ, we appreciate it, and we'll check out for your stuff on, of course, theshadowleague.com. Every Wednesday on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, we bring a writer from the Shadow League. As you know, Mark, I write a column there as well. You should check out the site. DJ, always a pleasure. Right. Thanks, buddy.
No doubt, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, DJ. Okay. See you later.
Peace.
Okay, there you go. He's going to pick United States because he's being politically
PC.
Correct.
PC.
Even though I think in his heart of hearts he's thinking Ghana wins on Monday already in the United States. A short term down there in Brazil. 248-848-1130. Got a big 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll also update the Tigers, although it's nothing to update. But Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Hey, to let you know, if you're driving around, most people drive cars that have to get someplace. Sometimes it's a van, sometimes it's a something else. Well, if you're a driver and you have a vehicle, you need to take that car, truck, or van for either just routine maintenance or any work that needs to be done to our favorite people, Rob Parker, when it comes to this kind of thing, and that's Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. Expert Car Care, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, to get you back on the road safe and sound, often the same day. It happened to me when I got new brakes. I got my car back that same day.
And that was just last week. He made it happen. You can, too. It's Expert Car Care. They service everything, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade or something as major as an engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats you're watching right now at ParkerAndTheMan.com, you'll be very glad you did.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Do the totes. That's over $100 passed on to you in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. So make it happen for yourself at Expert Car Care right there at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. You could have a Rob Parker sighting. That's where he was. Or an 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care. Mike, Brian, and the great people over there will take care of you. That's your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Expert Car Care.